Why four quadrants? I mean, is that
Right.
your model is, I mean, you know, like taking a Kabbalistic look, that every number is magical. When I worked at
Yeah.
Gnosis, I found that there were people who championed every number.
Right.
You know, you could do a five quad. You know, people want you probably to do a quintessence thing.
Right.
Your four is a good, logical, strong place to rest. I mean, you're going to stick with that.
Well, I've said a couple things. One is that all holons have at least four dimensions, the four quadrants. I haven't said they only have four. And but the way I arrived at four was, if you're sort of building a universe, I mean, what kind of distinctions do you need to get a manifest world going at all? G. Spencer Brown, that wonderful Laws of Form, which is really a work of genius, everybody agrees, basically said a universe comes into existence when a distinction is made. A line, a boundary is drawn, and that allows a manifest world to exist. And the simplest kinds of boundaries you can draw are between inside and outside, and singular and plural. It's just you sort of need those before you can get anything else going.
So is it possible that your philosophy, your theory of everything, is just a well-elaborated version of what it is if you do those two distinctions, and that there could be entirely different, more
And
philosophies than
when
we've
there could be
dreamed
others.
of?
I've never said that there weren't others. There could
Right.
be. But say at the very least, this is what happens. We have insides and we have outsides, and we have singulars and we have plurals. And if you put at every dimension as far as we can tell, even the dream world has that if you look at it. Even a hallucination will have it. There's an inside, and then you see somebody else as an outside, there's singular and there are plurals running around. So you have the four quadrants in all dimensions. I claim that the four dimensions of the four quadrants go all the way down. I believe quarks have an inside and an outside. And I believe they're singular and plural. And that's why I believe consciousness goes all the way down, because insides go all the way down. So basically, using that analysis is, it turns out that it shakes down into very, very common things like the big three, the good, the true, and the beautiful, first person, second person, third person, and so on. These are dimensions that all human cultures recognize, probably because they're very real dimensions. And what I found a way of doing is just finding a little simpler way to state it, the inside and outside, singular and plural, and come up with a little four quadrant diagram. And for me, the importance of that is not that it has to be religiously believed or anything like that at all, but it's just a reminder of saying, in any approach to reality, are you touching all four of these bases? Because if you're not, you're leaving something out important. And when you leave it out, it's going to boomerang, come back at you in unconscious ways that you're going to regret. And so that's just a way to help us remember to be a bit more comprehensive, a little bit more inclusive, make sure we're touching bases with these four important dimensions of all the holons. And it's saner, basically. It's healthier to do that. So, but there could be, I've had people that say, oh, now there are six, and they add six, and then there are eight. Ah, that's okay, I don't.
Yeah, some people are writing questions into me about, you know, what about the relationship between, you know, the intersubjective and this,
Yeah.
and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.